Yes, all the time.
So would it be a boy or a girl?
Well, initially, I always thought we had three kids, but your dad fixed that one. He only wanted to have two. And we actually thought that Logan was going to be a girl, because I got so sick with him. We even picked out a name, a girl name. And then lo and behold, we went to the doctor. He said, it's a boy. And you started crying, and Dad's face went blank. So there went that. Two boys. And then after a few years, I said, hey, well, it's okay. It's not a girl. Actually, I would rather have a boy, because I have four brothers, so I'm not really used to girls. Daddy said no, and that was that. And here we are, we came from
So, what was the hardest part for when you were trying to get your degree, doctorate?
That was the hardest thing I ever done. Basically,
harder than birthing Logan?
Harder, yes. Because at least when I was giving birth, I knew it was going to be over. And chiropractic college is. Plus, I got pregnant with you in the middle of chiropractic college, so that was even harder. And then when I was taking my state boards, the final, very final part of my state boards, you have four parts. Is the practical portion. I was pregnant with Logan, and I had really bad morning sickness, and I couldn't smell. Made me. But, you know, the proctors are there for hours, so they don't get to eat, I guess, very much. And one of them just had a worse breath, and I just wanted to barf so bad. And in between the breaks, I remember my teachers telling me, you look great, how are you? I was just like, yes, I'm fine, because I just wanted to get it over with. I wanted to do my last part and get my diploma already, my licensing, and actually those were my highest scores on all my boards that I took, the part four. So Logan was my good luck, and he was torturing me ever since he came before he was born.
Okay. Bobby and I met
at a dance club
the very first time
at a dance club in. I think it was November, because it was one of my girlfriend's birthday. And we went to this dance club, and I saw him immediately as we walked in, and he saw me. And as soon as I passed him, he asked me to dance. And my friend, who was very prudish, said, no, we just got here. We have to go around. And I was like, okay, whatever. So everybody walk around. At that time, I guess, just kind of walked around the place, the dance place, and every time I walked past him, he would ask me to dance. Finally, like after the fifth time, I said, forget you, I'm going to go dance with that guy because he's cute. So I danced with him, we danced all night, we wrote our phone numbers on each other's palm, on our hand, and I waited a whole week to call him because he didn't call me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to call him. Forget rules. I'm going to call him. It was the wrong phone number. I was so mad. I was like, that jerk gave me the wrong phone number. Well, 3 weeks later, with my same girlfriend, we went back. Or was it? No, it was New Year's. We went back. No, actually, 3 weeks later, we went back, and one of his friends that was there, the night we met, saw me, and he went up to me and said, oh my God, I need to get your number, for my friend. I said, yeah, your main friend gave me the wrong number, and he said, oh, no, he was drunk. I said, you don't look drunk. So anyhow, he said, I'm going to go get a pen, and I'll be right back. I said, all right, whatever. He never came back. I said, oh man, these guys are just punking me. They're just messing with me. So I said, forget it. Well, New Year's Eve comes along, And my girlfriend and I, the same one, we planned on going to a different party, but at the last minute, it turns out that it was going to be for couples, couples.
Mm-hmm.
And so we said, well, we can't go to that because we're not a couple. So we ended up going to the same club that I met Dad at. And his other friend was there. So he came up to me and he said, oh my God, I can't believe it. I need to get your phone number. I said, whatever. You guys are so full of crap. He goes, no, I have a pen. And he wrote down my phone number. And Daddy called me the next day.
Really?
Yeah, he called me the next day.
Finally,
and we went out January 2nd.
Did he explain everything?
Yeah, he told me that he was drunk, and I said, well, you didn't look drunk.
Idiot.
And so anyhow, I actually was dating somebody else when I was dating Dad, when I started seeing Dad, and then I told the other guy, see you, but I wouldn't want to be it, because I really liked hanging out with Dad. and we had our first date on January 2nd, and we got married that same year in October.
Ooh, cool.
Well, being a Mexican and Catholic in East LA, pretty much the stories or fables we heard were the Bible.
Oh.
And Nene, my mom, your grandma, was very religious. So that's what she used to, read to me. And actually, that's how she taught me how to read and speak in Spanish. And then I just learned English in school. But basically, that's all I remember. All I remember are the stories in the Bible. And I went to Catholic school, so they have really ingrained it in there. So I can't really think of a...
Is that why you want us to go to church all the time?
No, not all the time. Are you kidding me? Dad fixes that.
Yeah.
Probably combust if he gets steps inside a church. No. No, I just wanted to tell them we should at least give you a religion, but you got kicked out of
Oh, yeah, you got kicked out of
class. The nun couldn't take you, and I said, forget it. If they want to learn, they can learn afterwards on their own.